From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The CEO of the Red Cross said today that 100% of the money in its $500 million Liberty Fund will go to people affected by the September 11th terrorist attacks. The organization had intended to set aside about half the donations for such things as outreach and blood banks, but critics said that would not respect the intentions of the donors. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Harold Decker, the new head of the American Red Cross, said today that the organization heard America's complaints loud and clear.
We deeply regret that our activities over the past 8 weeks have not been as sharply focused as America wants, and the victims of this tragedy deserve. The people affected by this terrible tragedy have been our first priority, and beginning today, they will be our only priority.
The controversy started when the former Red Cross CEO, Bernadine Healy, opened the separate Liberty Fund for donations collected in the aftermath of the September attacks. Creating that fund, rather than putting money directly into the Red Cross general accounts, made it difficult for the organization to spend it on anything but those relief efforts. Under pressure from Red Cross board members, Healy announced that some $200 million Liberty Fund dollars would go for other needs. That caused an uproar that led in part to Healy's resignation and also two congressional hearings into the matter. Pennsylvania Republican Jim Greenwood chairs the House subcommittee that oversees the Red Cross. He appeared with the group's officials today.
I am here this morning to enthusiastically and without reservation congratulate the Red Cross and applaud their decision to make the changes that they are announcing here this morning. It's a first-rate response.
But other members of Congress still want to keep a close watch on the Liberty Fund. Red Cross CEO Decker said more than half of the money will be distributed by the end of the year. Louisiana Republican Billy Tozen says that will be a test of the organization's agility.
We'll know in the next few months how well it works. The Red Cross is committed that they will have assistance in the hands of the families before the end of the year. That's a very positive commitment. I mean, the bottom line is that we'll hear from these families very soon as to whether or not they are receiving the generous offerings of the American public or whether those monies are still stuck in a bureaucracy somewhere.
Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak says from now on the Oversight Committee will have to keep a closer watch on the Red Cross to make sure they follow through with their intentions.
We're not going to just say, well, you had this press conference, you made this public announcement, that's the end of it. This is just really the beginning of it. We will continue our oversight of the American Red Cross. We will continue to make sure that donors' intent and wishes are followed through. And if anything, I would hope that the American public would walk away with this, that, all right, there was a wrinkle in the system here. It looks like it's getting smoothed out.
Stupak says the most important step now for the Red Cross is to coordinate its relief efforts with other organizations and the New York City government. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.